Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, discussing the Tennessee Volunteers and their basketball team. Another disappointing loss over the weekend. And to help us do that, we welcome into our show Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville, our good friend who joins us every week. Josh, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
Hey, doing well. Good to be with you guys.
Good to have you with us. And Josh, let's start specifically with the game on Saturday for Tennessee against Auburn. What stood out to you in that game? Obviously, another very disappointing finish for Tennessee.
Yeah, a lot of the same issues with Tennessee's offense. And we've had a lot of the same conversation over the last few weeks in that they haven't been able to get anything going consistently on that side of the floor. And the defense has still been good enough. It actually had some issues against Auburn that Auburn was able to take advantage of. But a lot of this comes back to the veterans, and they just haven't been able to perform at a high enough level. And Tennessee's coaches have not been able to figure out how to fix it and to get things going. And a lot of that conversation has been around John Fulkerson, of course. But, you know, with what they're doing in the offense, have they done enough to help John Fulkerson? I'm not sure that that's the case. The results say no, and it's put a lot of pressure on Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer, who have done a good job, but they can only do so much. And when you come out of the game and the freshmen are meeting with the media and they're talking about effort, and that can come back to the veterans. And Rick Barnes was saying the veterans aren't doing enough. Here we are having this conversation after a really embarrassing loss to Auburn.
Yeah, and I'll say this for Fulkerson, Josh. And this happens when a player sort of fades and isn't playing well. There were at least two or three times Saturday where he got deep position. There was a clear entry pass to make to him, and his teammates didn't look at him, didn't give him the ball. And I think that's also reflective of a team that has lost confidence in him along with his own situation. But, like, you got to give him some of those opportunities. Like, it just seems like there's so many – simple decisions and correct decisions that aren't being made on offense that are making it even harder, let alone just the overall thing of please stop just settling for jump shots. But aside from Fulkerson, Josh, like, where would you start to fix that side of the ball?
Well, yeah, and Joe, you said something interesting there, the word confidence, because I think we often think about confidence that a player has in himself. And I think that's an issue here for a number of these players, probably John Fulkerson included. But I also wonder how much confidence the players have in their teammates when they see shots that aren't falling, or if John Fulkerson's not getting the basketball, perhaps that's because one of his teammates says, well, why am I going to throw it in there if it's going to result in a missed fadeaway 12-foot jump shot or, you know, something like that. And I think that's part of it, is that go back to the first Missouri game. My thought at the time was, well, this team hasn't even really started to put together what it's going to be able to do. And it actually ended up going the opposite direction, where it lost any kind of identity of what it needs to be on the offensive floor. And that is, as the freshmen, the star freshmen, were able to continue to grow and play bigger roles within the offense. So I think the conversation has to start with the mental side. They need to figure out some way to regain trust and confidence in one another. They need to figure out some different things to do offensively to get some of those guys going. As Rick Barnes has said, it's non-existent, the post scoring. And I wonder where the coach's confidence level is. And then lineup construction, that can kind of confuse me from game to game and throughout the game. And Olivier Kumwa is a player that I actually have thought he's not going to go out there and score 12 to 15 points for you, but can actually give quality minutes. And we see it early in a game and then maybe don't see him again. So figuring out what their best lineup is, how much John Fulkerson should play, I think that's a big part of it. But there's a big mental conversation here of trying to get over whatever is going on internally within the program.
And Josh, speaking of that mental conversation, like, we've talked a lot here on the show about obviously Fulkerson, but the team as a whole just not being aggressive and driving to the basket. It's not like they don't have players that can do it. I mean, I watch Yves Pons when he does decide to do it and drive to the hole. I mean, the guy is borderline unstoppable when he decides to do that. Why do you think this team doesn't do that more and drives the ball to the hole and tries to take matters into their own hands that way and starts instead of settling for the jump shots that this team seems to settle for way too often?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I think Yves Pons, I think Josiah Jordan James are two guys that we should see at the free throw line a lot with their size and physical ability and athleticism. That should be an advantage, but it just hasn't been there. This offense does seemed to lack the creator among the ball handlers that I thought would be there as well. I thought the fact that you had a number of guys that could probably make plays with the ball in their hands, but it's been often more trying to make a play for himself. And we've seen games where actually you look at the assist rate and it's really high, and you come out of it saying, okay, maybe that's what this team can be offensively, but we just haven't had that conversation often enough. And obviously shots have to fall for you to get an assist. It's not there with Santiago Vescovi, like I think coaches probably thought that it would be. It hasn't been there consistently enough with Victor Bailey Jr., who recently has shot the ball better. But if we're having the conversation of being able to create opportunities for their teammates, it just hasn't been there. And now that we're in March, trying to find it is really difficult and probably unlikely, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure out who can make plays. And part of the issue is you might come out of the game saying one game saying Santiago Vescovi had a really good night, and then you don't say it for the next two games and keep going. And with Josiah, I'll point out he's had the wrist injury, and that's probably affecting his shooting because he's not shooting well. At least that's my guess. But it's still part of an issue. But getting to the free throw line is something that I thought this team would be able to do a lot, and it wasn't there on Saturday. Auburn was the one that was getting to the free throw line. Auburn was the team that looked like it wanted it more. It looked like it was a team playing to move back up with NCAA tournament seeding, not Tennessee. So that is really concerning. That comes back to the off the court conversation that needs to be had, needs to be figured out very quickly. And they do have a week. They get this week off before playing Florida, and they need to take advantage of it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think you hit on the guy I feel like is very important there, Josiah James. I think he's a guy who can tie a lot of things together if he's playing his best as a role player. But, those freshmen, they are the stars. So it's going to be really interesting to see, what Rick can get done this week. Josh, I wanted to ask you about two other Tennessee teams here, one of which is Kelly Harper's team, which, Renia Davis, just a great player, had a great senior day, totally saved Tennessee at Missouri on Thursday. What do you think the ceiling is? This is the highest they've been in the SEC tournament since 2015, number three seed. Still clearly Texas A&M, South Carolina are better, but what do you think that team could do? And then football, I've got to ask, because Sam Horn was sort of the Vols will get Sam Horn if they don't get Ty Simpson, and Sam Horn commits to Missouri. So what's the excitement level for one of those teams and the concern level early on the recruiting trail for the Vols football team?
Yeah, because those are separate conversations for sure. I think the move we've seen the Lady Vols make this season, where they were playing well against good teams, they played well against UConn, against Texas A&M, but they were coming up short in some of these games. And that win against South Carolina really had to change how this team viewed itself. And Kelly Harper challenged the team in the middle of the game. Renia Davis responded in that game, and they came back and lost the next one against Georgia, but it was close, and that's a quality team. This is a program that to this point has moved in the right direction, and expecting Kelly Harper 2 years in to have Tennessee as a program where South Carolina is, as South Carolina has set the bar more recently within the SEC, that would have been unfair. But I think to this point, this team has shown a good level of toughness, mental toughness, and let's see what it can do in the postseason. But I would say that Kelly Harper is either on the path that should have been expected or maybe ahead of what the expectation should have been, considering they had a weird offseason in between year one and year two. So overall, I've been impressed. The expectations will continue to rise, of course. But to me, I think Kelly Harper's done a really nice job so far with what she inherited at Tennessee on the football side. Yeah, it's just, I think the last two or three days, the Ty Simpson announcement, which was not a surprise, he was expected to choose Alabama. But once that became public, I think that and then Sam Horn's announcement are just a couple of reminders of where Tennessee football is right now, how it is viewed by prospects. I think a lot of prospects look at Tennessee and say, it's a really nice program, and they have really good resources. But so does this school. And obviously comparing Tennessee to Alabama is going to be a no-brainer to an outsider. But I think a lot of people outside the Tennessee circle would say, Missouri's in pretty good shape. Missouri's a good program. I think more recruits see that than we would have said 5 years ago, or certainly 10 years ago. So that's just something that Josh Heupel is going to have to overcome. What helps at the quarterback position is you have some talent on campus, but you want to get the guys that you want. And Taven Jackson's a guy that word came out on Sunday that they offered him. So the staff had an idea that it's not going to work out with Sam Horn. But I think the last few days have offered another reminder another wake-up call of where Tennessee is and what kind of rebuilding effort Josh Heupel has inherited at Tennessee. And everything he's doing is great, I think, in terms of the Zoom calls and all that stuff to try to help build Tennessee's brand. But other coaches at other schools do that, and those schools have had better results recently. And it's going to take a lot of time for Josh Heupel to find better results to then go pitch recruits that are trying to consider Tennessee and all these other SEC schools.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Josh, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Josh Ward joins us every week here on Robbie and Rex Show. No shortage of things to talk about ever with the Tennessee Volunteers, and things not going very well right now at all for on the basketball front of things. So we'll continue that discussion on the other side. And also, it's March. Where does March Madness rank for you in terms of the best sporting events out there? Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.